what-ifs in our lives. I could only find three if-onlys in the Bible, but there are probably more. In Numbers 20:1-5, when the Israelites complained to Moses, they said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this desert that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt into this terrible place?" In 2 Samuel chapters 12 and 18, King David experienced the heavy weight of if only after his moral failures. After his son Absalom dies in a rebellion, David's agonizing cry, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you," reflects deep, painful regret. And another well-known story in the New Testament is of Martha and Mary in Bethany, John 11, when Lazarus dies. Both sisters individually say to Jesus, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died," revealing their sorrow over what could have been had Jesus arrived earlier. How many times have you uttered the two little words, "if only"? If only I hadn't gone so far into debt. If only I'd been more respectful of my parents and their needs. If only I had spent more time with my kids. If only I hadn't gained so much weight. If only I hadn't spoken such unkind words. If only I had chosen a different path. If only I had listened to wise counsel. If only I could be married and have children. If only we could buy a newer car like everyone else. If only my husband would be the spiritual leader of our family. And on it goes. If onlys communicate remorse and regret over the past. We cripple ourselves spiritually by going over and over the if onlys. How about those other two little words, what if? What if our country keeps getting worse? What if something bad happens to my children? What if I give birth to a special needs child? What if I get cancer or dementia? What if I try to heal from my addiction and fall again? What if other people talk about me? What if I lose my job and we can't make ends meet? What if looks to the future and worries about what God might allow? It causes our hearts to be anxious. Psalm 112, verse 7 says, "He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." Only as our hearts are fixed on our sovereign, loving Lord can we be at peace in the midst of the what-ifs. If-onlys and what-ifs are a complete waste of time and energy, because the truth is, we cannot go back and make alterations, nor can we see or control what happens beyond the moment in front of us. Both prevent us from living in complete joy in the present. We need to dwell on what we do have. Jeremiah 17:7-8 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." Set aside your if-onlys and your what-ifs. Lay them at the foot of the cross. Surrender control to God and receive the rest your soul craves. He's the source of the strength and stillness you long to experience. Make your primary aim to know Jesus more and to trust him more. Philippians 4, 6 to 8 fits very well with this message. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. With thanksgiving is crucial. As we are thankful, we will experience the peace of God that will guard our hearts. Verse 8 goes on to say, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Oh, our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your faithfulness. You are steadfast, even when we are faithless and faltering. Help us know you more so we can trust you more. We give our anxieties and burdens to you. We choose to be thankful for what we do have. Cease striving and wait for you. You are sovereign and you are good.